exhausted and at sea for days, with no way of knowing when their journey will end. For the past week, this overcrowded rescue ship has been sailing in international waters near Sicily, with no permission to land. And those saved from the sea getting more desperate as supplies run out and facilities break down.
As you can see, there are so many of us, nearly 600 people, women, old people and children. We don't have enough space to sleep. We are sleeping down on the floor and it's very cold at morning and at night. Actually, the situation is becoming day after day more difficult. The team in the ship, they do whatever they can. They give us all the resources that they've got, but it's difficult for them.
Almost 1,000 people, including more than 100 unaccompanied minors, are currently on board three humanitarian rescue ships operated by European NGOs. Yet there's been no answer to the requests for help from the countries nearest to them.
We already sent before four different requests of place of safety to Malta, and actually we already sent two requests from to the Italian authority, and we did only receive the formal reply that our request has been forwarded to the competent authority, which is the Minister of Interior.
The challenge lies in convincing Italy's new right-wing-led government. Its Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, has made it a priority to stop migrant boat landings, putting former Interior Minister Matteo Salvini in charge of ports as the new infrastructure minister. Salvini himself is facing charges of kidnapping after he prevented 147 asylum seekers from disembarking back in 2019. Meloni's hardline rhetoric on NGO vessels has not changed, putting her on a collision course with other European Union members. With worsening weather conditions on their way, those trapped at sea remain pawns in Europe's continuing debate over immigration. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera.